The first reading is taken from Leviticus, chapter 19, verses 9 and 10. When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Do not go over your vineyard a second time or pick up the grapes that have fallen. Leave them for the poor and the foreigner. I am the Lord your God.
The second reading is taken from St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 8, verses 1 to 8. During those days, another large crowd gathered. Since they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion for these people. They have been with me for 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them home hungry, they will collapse on the way because some of them have come a long distance. His disciples answered, But where in this remote place can anyone get enough bread to feed them? How many loaves do you have? Jesus asked. Seven, they replied. He told the crowd to sit down on the ground. When he had taken the seven loaves and given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to distribute among the people. And they did so. They had a few small fish as well. He gave thanks to them also and told the disciples to distribute them. The people ate and were satisfied. Afterwards, the disciples picked up seven basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. This is the word of the Lord.
My God shall supply all my needs. My God shall supply all my needs. My God shall supply all my needs. 'Cause it says so in the Bible. 'Cause it says so where? In the book that came from heaven. 'Cause it says so where? Isaiah 58:11. Wow. It's so wonderful to see you this morning. My name is Sue, and today we are thinking about God has given us much. What will we do? And this morning, well, actually, no, that's not true. I didn't pick these apples this morning. And actually, I didn't pick them at all. Richard picked them up. But they were picked up freely from Ham Riverside. Look at this abundance of delicious apples. So, good morning. My name is Sue, and I have the privilege of being the children's worker here, and also, thanks, Anka, the privilege of working with Riverbank. But before I do anything else, I'm going to pray and give thanks. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for each and every one here. Thank you that you welcome each and every one to your table. I pray today by your Holy Spirit you would bless each one. And may the words I say now be your words. In Jesus' name, amen. So in our first passage, we read that God gave guidance. He gave us his guidance, actually instructions on how to share with everyone. Said, do not reap everything in your field, but leave the gleanings for the foreigner, for everyone else. I had to look up on Wikipedia, what does gleaning mean? Anyone know? Don't say anything, hand up. Anyone know what gleaning is? According to Wikipedia, it's the act of collecting leftover crops from the farmer's field after they have been harvested. Now, I've got an image up here of what it might have looked like in the day of Leviticus. Somebody gleaning in the field. But I thought, let's bring it up to date today, and I need some help We're going to do some gleaning today, and I need 7 people to do my gleaning for me. Yes, can I have you two? Yes, can I have you? Yes, Amrit, would you like to come? Lily, would you like to come? How many have I got now? Would you like to come? So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I need one more to do some gleaning. Yes, would you like to come, Isabel? So I've got 7 people to demonstrate what gleaning looks like today. And I've got some clues. It's a bit like a treasure hunt. So I need you to find the person that's going to point you, and they're close to the bell. And I want you to bring back what the gleaning is. They're going to point it to you. So where is the bell in here? Can you help everyone? Okay, go and get what there is. And I've got here 7 baskets. When you pick up them one at a time, you've each got one. There we are. We've got 7 baskets here. So you can put that in here. It's meant to represent, don't open it, but meant to represent bread, the gleanings that were left over. Right, the next one is, so we've got the bell. Ah, the person close to the font will show you. Do you want to do that one? What's the font? Anyone point? Anyone help? Where is the font? Now, if you go there, Uncle will show you. Amrit, you stay here, my love. And then you can put it in this basket here. Now, who's next? The person standing, if there is one, by the emergency exit doors. Can you go and see if you can find some gleaning and put it, you pop it in there, Abby. And once you've collected it, bring it back here by the emergency exit. Is there a bread-looking envelope there? Thanks, Abby. You can sit down. I've got another one. The person that gives out the Bibles and the church bulletin, where would they be? Amrit, do you want to go over there? Can you help everyone? Help them find the gleanings. Which way do you need to go? And then bring it back here. Just pop it on top there. Thank you. I'll need you in a minute, though, so don't go far. Now, Lily, could you go to the people where the sound desk is at the back and see if they've got any gleanings? Once you've gleaned, you can sit down. We'll have you back in a minute. How many more do we have? Can you count with me? How many have we got here? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, thank you. Amrit, do you want to put that on the table there? You can go and sit down for a minute. 5. So I think we've got 2 left. And I'll need you to help me in a minute. The person close to the stained glass windows where it says Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. Where could that be, I wonder? Can you see someone over there? Isabel's going to get that one. Or you can go and help as well. Take care. Any gleanings there? And then we've got one final one. Well done. You can put it in this basket. Don't forget, I'll need you to help me in a minute. One more. Thank you, Isabel. You can sit down, but I'll need you in a minute. The person standing by the stacked chairs. Where are there stacked chairs in here? Can you help? Where? Can you see someone waving at you? See if you can find the gleanings. Got it? Well done. Round of applause for all my people finding the gleanings. Well done. Now, don't forget, I'm going to need you to do something with this, so keep your mind on that. So the gleanings were given to the people that were the foreigner. the people that didn't have very much. And when I was preparing for this, I really visualized, it was very specifically in the Bible, it said it was round the outside. And I really feel that it was meant, God meant it to be for the people that found it very difficult because they might have had nobody to help them. They were a foreigner, a stranger in a strange land, and God provided for them in a way that was so sensitive and so kind. He said, I'm going to leave it for the outside. And I'm just going to show you my breakfast here. When I say the word leftovers, when I read in the Bible the word leftovers, it made me think of my leftover breakfast this morning. Would you want to eat that?
Yeah.
Even if it had Marmite on it?
Yeah.
You either love it or you hate it. But no, what God was saying, it's the first fruits. That's what the Bible says. I want you to share with everyone the first fruits. Now, for you here, because we're thinking about, if you would like to, I've got an activity sheet that says the passages on here. You don't have to be a certain age, but if you would like to be of the younger age group, it says our passages from Leviticus and Mark, we are given much, what will we do? If you would like to do that before you can continue to do that, share them out so that everyone has one if they want to do that colouring in. So it was good quality food. It was the first fruits God provided for everyone, regardless of what they looked like or which country they were from. That was the law. And then we come to the feeding of the 4,000. Excuse me. And this reminded me of the miracle that had happened only two chapters before. Do you remember? The disciples said, but where in this remote place can anyone get enough bread to feed them? Disciples, hang on a minute. Disciples, only two chapters before that, Jesus made the miracle happen where there were 5,000 people with five loaves and two fish, and there was enough to eat for everyone. And the disciples were with him at that time. I wonder if the disciples thought back then they were feeding a mostly Jewish crowd, the people that they knew. In this chapter, Jesus feeds the 4,000. They're not Jewish. And I wonder if they thought maybe the miracle wouldn't be for them. That's my interpretation of that. And Jesus, in his mercy and in his grace, doesn't go, come on, guys. Did you not see what I just did? Just two chapters ago, I fed 5,000 people. There was enough for everyone. No, what he said was, I have compassion. I love these people. They've been 3 days with me and they're hungry. And then he gave thanks and he broke the bread. And there was enough to eat. There were 7 baskets. How did that look? So we've got an example here. Now I'm going to need my 7 to come back to show what that might have looked like. Right, if you put the basket in front of you, hold it for a minute. If you can all stand in a line so that everyone can see. If you Hold the envelope. Don't do anything with it yet. Put it in front of you. Come over here so that everyone can see what happens. Hold up the picture of the bread, the gleanings. Remember, the law was in the Old Testament. Here we go. Right. You've got your baskets in front of you. Thank you, Lily. Have your basket in front of you. Have your basket in front of you. Hold up the picture of the bread so everyone can see it. He picked up the food and what did he do first? He gave thanks. And then he broke it. So I want you to carefully break the envelope and put what the contents are in the basket. You can tear it open. Go on, break it up. And pour it in to the basket. Excuse me. What is in there? And pour it into the basket. Now, once you have done that, will you put it on the table here? Once you have got your gleanings, and put it on the table there. You put it on the table here. Lily, have you got yours? Amrit, do you need some help? You pop it on the table there. Pour it in. Pour it in. Right. And put it on the table. Now, those of you that know me, would I be the kind of person that would not share this? No? No, you're right. So we're not going to share it now. If you leave it on the table here and then go and sit down, we're going to share it afterwards. Thank you very much for your help. Will you give a round of applause for the helpers? We're going to share it afterwards. Well done. So Jesus broke the bread. And there were seven basketfuls. Will you count that with me? Ready? Are there still seven basketfuls? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There were seven basketfuls left. And in the Bible passage, it doesn't say, well, they went home with it, or it doesn't say they ate it themselves. What it does say is that there were seven basketfuls left of broken bread. And when, as an all-age team, we were praying about this, and Smriti, you so beautifully reminded me that the broken bread is like Jesus being broken for us. The broken bread is Jesus being broken for us. And so when we share communion, I'm reminded that the bread that Jesus is the bread of life, that he is broken for us. So I think what God is saying in here is we have been given much. And what are we going to do? Well, in a little while, we're going to see a demonstration of that, what that looks like. It was the first fruits. It wasn't the leftovers like my bit of crummy Marmite on bagel. It was good food left for the people that maybe felt a little bit vulnerable in our community, maybe felt a little bit unsure about whether they were allowed to take some food. God gave us that guidance. And so today, where do I get my guidance from? I have to say, I love that the disciples kind of forgot, because that's who I am. I forget God's word for us. I forget to give thanks to God. And I forget to ask him, what will I do with his abundance? Not only this harvest time, but always. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we have been given much. help us to just to get your wisdom, Lord, for how we share with others so that we can be a blessing because you bless us and you provide for us. In Jesus' name, amen.